All right, we're here in the studio, the beautiful Showcase studio between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos. And
high atop the Pulaski.
Right. That man is Mike Sanders from Our Town. Heather Fry.
Hello.
Hello. And Ron Cowgill from Mighty House.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Fine.
Wow.
I'm working on this radio voice thing. I don't know if that's working or not, but...
It's pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
It's his Christmas present to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, Ron and
Happy
Mike.
Holidays.
Happy
No,
holidays.
Merry Christmas.
All right, wait. No, I heard last week Mike Sanders talking about that. You were talking about that on Our Town.
Yeah, just for a second there.
The whole thing about what do you say, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? I always say in the generals, you know, I do a lot of gigging around the holidays. There are lots of different people, lots of different faiths, lots of different beliefs. I just say happy holidays. And you know what? If it's a war on Christmas, so be it. I really, you know.
I say Merry Christmas.
I stare awkwardly.
But it's not even, I don't put thought into it. You know, someone gives me a season's greeting, if you will, and it's just kind of the auto response. It's like, oh, Merry Christmas.
You, I just stare awkwardly until you lead me somewhere. If you don't say anything, then we're just going to stare at each other. So if you say happy Christmas or happy new year, then I'll say it back
to you. But I thought what you said last week really makes sense. On the day, or if it's the day before, yeah, say
Christmas
Merry
Eve,
Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas. Yeah,
that works. In the season, it makes sense to say happy
and Hanukkah is the 21st.
The 21st, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it coincides with Christmas this year.
And anybody, any ideas on Kwanzaa? Anybody?
You're the guy who's supposed
Kwanzaa,
to know that.
Kwanzaa, I believe, starts the 26th, doesn't it?
Black man in the room.
It comes right.
Supposed to know?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It does. I just looked at the calendar. It starts on the 26th. I was right. Let's look at the calendar on the wall there. Kwanzaa starts December 26th.
We have a calendar that has Kwanzaa on it?
That's
awesome.
Sure do. We are a
progressive
station.
Talk, baby. Okay.
All right. There we go. So now, why'd you call all of us in this place now? Here?
Well, I called you very specially into the studio on this very special Christmas day. The magic of recording, this is, I would say, tape in the old days, but... Mm-hmm.
No, there's no tape involved.
Nobody even knows what tape is anymore.
Don't know.
It's the sticky stuff you use to wrap the presents.
What's that, Ron?
This equipment, there is reel-to-reel here.
I think that's all the equipment that's left in the building right now.
It's real.
It's the reel-to-reel.
Reel-to-reel, baby.
Yeah, because as you know...
Get your razor blades and grease pencils.
Somewhere during this holiday, we are in the middle of the big move. Mm-hmm. And... on this Christmas day, because this is recorded ahead of time, I have no idea where we are in that move right now. So it's possible that in the old building on Pulaski, the only thing we do have is reel to reel.
Yes.
And Ron, if it breaks down, you got to fix it.
That's fine. I can do that.
Can you handle that?
Ron can fix anything.
But you didn't even bring your tools today, did you?
No. All I need is my MacGyver. And I can fix anything. Heather knows we already took care of some stuff around the office.
Yep, we did. Little MacGyver tool.
All you need is the MacGyver tool.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And you can fix almost anything.
What is that?
It's called a Leatherman.
It's like a Rubik's Cube, but it has tools.
It's a transformer is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's screwdrivers, pliers, wire cutters, wire strippers, knives.
So
is there a corkscrew on that?
If you're running around for a guy who likes tools and you need a last-minute Christmas gift on Christmas Day, get the MacGyver.
Now,
I call it the MacGyver.
Because it can do anything.
Technically, it's called the Leatherman tool.
That costs a lot of money, I'll bet. Pretty pricey.
They're under $100.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's an awesome tool.
Oh yeah, it is.
It is.
I'm going to get that for somebody.
But not for you, because you don't fix anything.
No, I don't fix anything.
He calls Ron.
I call Boom! Ron. Ron comes to my house. He puts me in a hazmat suit, and we spray foam. And I've still got it in my lungs, so... Wow, that's a cool tool. I like that. Okay.
And you can get it from truck stops for like $10.
Oh, yeah.
They don't last long, but you can get
it. Yeah, no, they break in 5 minutes, don't they?
No. I want a good one. Where would I get a good one of these?
Just look up Leatherman. Go on the Google machine and just type in Leatherman.
Now, for those of you listening today, it's too late because it's either 9 or 10 a.m.
on
Christmas morning.
Giant conglomerate store that'll be open today.
You know, that's true. For those of you For those of you who are going to late Christmas dinner and you still don't have the gift, get the Leatherman. You know what I say, though? I always tell people, you know, at this point, you can still go online and get a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine or donate to a charity and give a friend a gift certificate. That's last-minute good stuff,
Ding.
I think. Yeah, wait. All right, all right. Well, the reason that Heather and Ron Cowgill from Mighty House and Mike Sanders from Our Town are here in the studio is because it's time for my annual tradition, which is the 10-minute version of It's a Wonderful Life, and I call it It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And this year I thought, all right, let's bring the whole gang in, play different roles, and Mike is going to be playing... He's shaking his head.
This is going to end poorly. I'm not an actor.
There's only one person worse than you, and that will be me.
That's why I'm glad you're here.
That's why I'm... this is going to make it the best ever. And Heather, of course, is playing Mary and Violet this year, too.
Yes.
I'm letting go. I'm assigning roles here. What?
Hey. Oh, would you like a chair?
Yeah, give the man a chair.
Oh, yeah, that's a all good
right.
thing.
They took all the chairs out of the building.
Chairs are commodities now.
Kneeling in front of Mike, I couldn't keep doing that.
It's all right, buddy.
Chairs are at a premium in this building.
But yes, no, I'm the girl in the room, so I'm playing the girls.
The girls. The girls. All right. So here we go. Once again, this is going to be scary. Ladies and we're just going to whip through the script. We may be doing some editing of tape later. Yeah. You never know.
I don't know if
except
they've noticed,
no tape.
But there's been no rehearsal.
No, right.
Oh. There's been no rehearsal.
No rehearsal.
Here we are.
No rehearsal of this. So those of you listening on
Christmas Day,
this is our no rehearsal treat to you. It's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Hello, Joseph. Trouble? A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey. Joseph, send for Clarence. You sent for me, sir? Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help. Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings? Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. See the town? Hey, who's that? That's your problem, George Bailey. That's him when he was 12. Help, George! Help! Hang on, Harry! George saved his brother's life that day. Mr. Potter! Who's that? That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county. Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-scold character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got. Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me. He's not a failure. You're not. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him. Bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you to the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower. Capsules. Don't hit my sore ear again. Don't hit my sore ear again. Genuine English cowhide combination lock fitted up with brushes, combs. No. I want a big one. What'd you stop it for? I want you to take a good look at that face. Who is it? George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why this old thing? Why only wear it when I don't care how I look?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal in the old Bailey boarding house. You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you? I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party. Hee-haw! Uh-oh, Sam Wainwright.
Well, hello.
Hello.
And dance by the light of the moon.
Oh, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
George, come home, quick. Your father had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Sentimental hogwash. George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place. I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
No, wild Irish Rose. I'm all right.
I know. He didn't go. That's right. Hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes. So I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary, Mary,
George,
Mary.
George,
George. Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run. If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door, we made it! Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and a Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick. I own a house, me, Giuseppe Martini. I own a house. The Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. Well, I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer is no, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say that you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too. Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls. No. Joseph, now show him what happened today.
8,000. Whoops.
We've got to find that money.
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Daddy. Must she keep playing that? Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it. Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife. Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah? How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play. Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation. Minneapolis. All those really big M words. Why you drinking so much, my friend? Please go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve. Bailey? Next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse. Now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool. Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going. Help! Help! That's jumping into the water, in case you didn't know. Okay. Well, who are you then? Clarence Oddbody, AS2. AS2, what's that AS2? Angel, second class. Well, why'd you want to save me? That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. You look about like the kind of angel I'd get. What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born. Oh, no, you mustn't say that. Wait a minute. Joseph, you've got your wish. You've never been born. Well, I need a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, angel? You want a drink? Where's my car? I beg your pardon. McCar, I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into your tree. You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville. Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls. I mean Pottersville. Well, come on, Gabriel. Clarence. Uh-oh. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings. That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings. You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut. Where do you live? Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up. All right, all right. 320 Sycamore? Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids? Watch him, Bert. Bert, Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there in the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember? Shh. Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me. George who? All I know is that this should be Bailey Park, but where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? You're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. Oh, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Oh, Mary, please don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary. Stand back. Bang. Help me, Clarence. Please. Please. I want to live again. George, hey, what's the matter? Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here. What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George? Bert, do you know me? Hey, your mouth's bleeding. You sure you're all right? My mouth's bleeding, Bert. My mouth's bleeding. Zuzu's petals. Zuzu. There they are. Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas. Yay. Hello, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, movie house. Merry Christmas, Emporium. Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Happy New Year to you in jail. Merry Christmas, Daddy. Kids, Janie, Tommy. Daddy! Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel? Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
George!
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George, come on downstairs. Come in, Uncle Billy, everybody!
Mary did it, George! Mary did it! She told some people you were in trouble. They scoured all over town collecting money.
Harry!
A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
All right, everybody sing.
Should all acquaintance be forgot?
Look, Daddy. You don't have to stop.
Oh.
Look. Keep singing.
Keep
singing. Keep singing. Look, Daddy. I'll bring your mics down. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Da-da, Lang Syne.
Wow.
We did
Merry
a lot.
Christmas.
You guys were good.
We did a lot to help.
I know you did. I should have had you do like the kids too.
I'm worn out.
I know.
I was
holding up that glass for the toast.
I dug through the garbage. I found a glass.
Which you just cracked.
Yeah. Broke it.
He's a prop actor.
Yes. He's got to have it. Well, thank you so much. For coming in and helping me do Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Heather, let's wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas. Hanukkah's going on. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Solstice. We've got the, if we got pagans out there, good, whatever. Our atheist friends, happy nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, happy absolutely nothing.
Happy nothing.
Happy day off.
Happy day off. After all, it is a national holiday.
Yeah.
And so is New Year's. And frankly, I don't know if we're going to be back live next week.
It will be an adventure.
It could just be an audio tone.
Boop.
That doesn't really.
And my ratings will go up. So, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful day. And as you said, a great day off. We will see you soon.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.